This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarchapulco 2019 as the beginning ceremony apparently has just let out. Large crowd of people coming out of what was likely Jeff Berwick's introduction to what is going to be a big day. They've got just a lot of stuff on this program. There's so much going on this year. It's actually going to be, of course, it's impossible to see everything.
On February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Donna.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Ernie.
No.
Wait, no, Donna didn't come up with you this year?
No, she's at home. You know, I did call her when I was getting on the elevator just to make sure I get in that Valentine's Day thing, or you get in trouble. You don't do that,
yep,
man.
Yep. Was she here last year? Did she ever come up with you?
I don't recall.
Okay.
No, I don't think. Right. She's been to a couple.
I see.
You know, but no. She's been at this new hotel.
This is
oh,
big.
Yeah, that's right. I was sending her really nice pictures the first year they did it at the Princess here.
Right.
And
that was last year.
You know, she thought I was egging her on for not coming.
Oh, look how pretty this is. Look how pretty this is.
Oh, yeah.
Look how pretty this is, you know.
It is pretty here. I mean, it's definitely a nice place to come to. And looks like a good turnout already. And we're just getting the ball rolling here this morning from Anarchapulco on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. It's at least as crowded as last year.
Coming up on the main stage today, Benny Wills, who we had on last year. He's a very entertaining guy. Luke Radowski, he's here. Saw him yesterday from We Are Change. He's going to be speaking.
Cool.
Dana Martin, who, for those of you who are into unschooling, independence from the government school system, very, very important concept.
Yes,
she's going to be speaking. And that's the main stage. David Icke, apparently, is going to be wrapping things out today.
You know, that's how wide a scope this thing is.
Right.
It's going to be fun. I have never seen him in person.
Me neither.
I hear a lot of fans of it and everything. We're going to get all reptiled up, man.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk to him. I want to get him on the show and ask him about this reptile thing.
It, you know, nothing surprises me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, whatever. You know, I don't have any proof not. So, you know, they do act weird. So, whatever.
So we'll find out about that as time goes on. But, Ernie, we were talking with you, if you're just tuning in, about the Letters of Mark and Reprisal, and you were just kind of explaining the characters. So Captain Mark has a...
Well, we got a new captain, a new character.
So you said Reprisal is his, like, co-captain? Or
yeah, it's like,
female?
No, it's like Trinity and Neo.
Okay.
You know,
right.
So it's Mark and Reprisal.
Gotcha.
So she's like the enforcement arm. You know, the thing is, you need to have a... when you do these letters, they can't all be from the male perspective.
Okay.
And you have the Letters of Mark, and he talks. We have like a dozen letters, and they're short. They're from 500 to 900 words. And the first letter, Captain Mark, is I raise my black banner. You know, this is why, and the crown sucks, and here's why. Then the second letter is on cryptocurrency, pirate money, you know, privacy and, you know, a lot of the traits that they promise us with crypto. And then the third letter is on pirate communication, hailing frequencies invisible to the crown, you know, privacy, which
yep.
I want to go to the
encryption
a little bit. And then you have what happens when the artificial intelligence of our pirate ship, the Precariat, gets self-aware. Now, you know, the first contact, you know, with artificial intelligence. So that's
yep.
an interesting article. Then we have a decentralized age, a sweet trade, which is what the pirates talked about in free market trade and so on. And I hate to say the word economy because James Corbett has really rediscovered Austrian word catalactics, which is what things are worth at the point of an individual purchase. An economy is like it translates into home budget or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I ain't in your home, man. It's my freaking. It's what I. You know what's worth? It's worth what I'll pay for it. That's what it's worth. You know, that kind of thing. So I really catalactics is I think is going to be popularized a lot more. And then we have a new character that dealt with healthcare, the ship's doctor, Dr. Idris Barber. And because it's always the barber,
uh-huh.
you know, that's your dentist or something on the Wild West kind
yeah.
of thing. So we've embraced that, and he had a really good thing on healthcare. And it's the whole concept, the reason we have these categories, communication, energy, shelter, health, food and water, transportation, automation, and education, these categories, when you decentralize down to the individual, all of a sudden you're free of the crown. because they're always regulating everything.
Sure. So if you anything can, they can get their hands on.
And this is, and a lot of the art, Davi Barker and I work on this. He'll come and spend 2-3 weeks at my home, like 3-4 times a year, mm-hmm. and we will develop at least 1 to 3 letters. He does all the research, pulls in hundreds of pages of research, whittles it down, we pirate it up, and then when we get down to the last bit, he and I will sit there and go over every freaking word, phrase, tone, everything.
Okay.
And we're very proud of these letters. So you go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, read the letters of Mark, order the book. This is the third edition of the book. We keep adding,
yeah, it's thicker now than it was before. So I said, when you said you've got a book, I'm like, wasn't that a pamphlet? It's definitely a book now.
It was a pamphlet.
Yeah.
Now it's getting to be book, and a bigger book. With a lot of art in it. A lot of memes, a lot of stuff, but you can go see on the site.
Yeah,
but
it's full color.
So we're, you know, we passed out a whole bunch. I got, heck, in an hour, I distributed almost everything I have. So I'm, you know, I just kept the nice book parts for selected people like Ian and Mark
thanks.
That I want to have. But and you see, this is a take on the Nike
logo.
Thing.
Yeah, you got an upside down swish, and with the word belay kind of underneath.
And it looks like the Precariat, the pirate ship. Oh,
ship.
I got to tell you
about the ship. We've got to talk about the ship.
You go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, and you'll see on the top left it says virtual tour.
Okay.
It's a video of the building, what the ship is like.
Yeah.
And we have a video design contest for those that will announce a year from now here at Next Door in Acapulco. And we're designing, you know, the sick bay, the bridge, the hangar deck, the captain's quarters, his launch, skate pods. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the engine room. Everything needs to be designed. We designed the shell of the ship, but now we got to do the inside. And Cameron, one of our pirates on the forum, you go there, and he done fantastic work. And it came from me interviewing Larkin Rose when he was doing the Blender files for his mirror project. And I go, wow, this is cool, man. We need somebody to do this. A listener goes, well, I can do that. 5 months later, the stuff was up. I was like, holy crap. It was awesome.
Wow.
So you guys go and see the ship. It's 1,000 feet long. This thing's 10% bigger than the Hindenburg.
Now you actually want to build this thing. Like this
well, first
isn't
you got
to
design it.
Right. This isn't just some, you know, internet fantasy. You really want to make this ship.
It's going to happen. Let me tell you this. A year ago, April, when I gave the presentation, when I first came up with the concept and the design, everybody's going, yeah, whatever. Here's, you know, yeah, we support your Ernie piece. Let's go golfing, okay?
Just to be clear, this isn't a ship for the ocean. This is a flying ship.
It's a spaceship.
Yeah, okay.
All right. It's an airship and spaceship. Okay. What happened was, 3 days after I gave that presentation, it was now Sergey Brin from Google is building his own airship.
Really?
Right now. And you don't hear anything about it. You do a search on it, Sergey Brin airship, and you'll see like 2-3-4-year-old articles or 2-year-old articles when we first started this. And I'm going, what the hell? Well, he has the hangar that for the Navy ship, the Macron, which was a big airship that they kind of abandoned the project. And it's a hangar in Northern California, Southern Oregon, around there somewhere, to build it. Mm-hmm. Now, his co-founder of Google, what's his name? Peter? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, that guy. He is doing flying cars.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going, wow.
You're onto something.
You know, because that's been my thing, man. I'm all about, you know, decentralization of transportation and stuff. Because when we were doing this, I found the problem with pirates or going up against the crown is they always know got GPS your front door. And I go, yeah, well, what if it doesn't stay in one place? Then
mm-hmm.
what? You know? And Seasteady needs somebody to bring in their shipping.
Try serving papers 1,000 feet in the air, right?
Well, that's why it says on here, you know, we're going to space and government's not invited. But you have in a lot of the flyers that we have that we passed out, it says, anarchy is only 62 miles away. You go 100 kilometers straight up, and you're in sovereign space. There's no government.
Sweet.
By treaty of the only people that don't recognize that is North Korea.
Really?
Yeah. They just said, no, we own the heavens.
All the way up.
All the way
to the sun.
It's turtles all the way up. So anyways, so this whole thing has been an exercise in what needs to be done, and it became clear that, like Captain Jack Sparrow you need a ship. That's what freedom is yeah. a ship. So we started designing it, and it's really taking off because it's already being done. We just want what's the government or non-government on a ship. Letters of Mark.
Check them out over at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. That's where you can learn more about that ongoing project. Of course, you can tune into them every weekday in the mornings, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on LRN.FM. That's Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence. Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019 for day number one. It's Valentine's Day. People are here. It's looking good. The crowd is seems to be having a good time already, and it's just gotten started. The stage, the main stage, which is a humongous room, has let out. Jeff Berwick gave the introduction. I'm sure we're going to be able to pull him over here at some point. But this year, one of the big differences, besides the fact they've taken over the entire resort this year, is that because they've taken over the whole resort, there's multiple stages. And so in addition to the main stage, there's also the Cryptopulco stage, and that's where Mark is. That's why we're not hearing much from Mark this morning, because he's actually being the MC. He's doing the introductions for all the speakers over at Cryptopulco. So last year, Cryptopulco was just one day on the main stage. Last year, this year, it's all 4 days. So there's a way more Cryptopulco that's happening this year, which is very cool. And Mark just sent me over my next guest, Dominic Frisby. And you were the opening speaker today at Cryptopulco.
I was, yes.
Welcome, Dominic, to Free Talk Live. You are a comedian and an economist?
Well, I wouldn't call myself an economist. A financial writer. I've written about finance and money, and I wrote... We say it was the first book on Bitcoin from a recognized publisher.
Name of it?
Bitcoin, the Future of Money,
Mark. All right.
I wrote that in 2013.
Is it still a question?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is still a question. Mm-hmm. That is a good question, actually. One of my big arguments is that money is tech. It's always been tech. And so the very first forms of money were in ancient Mesopotamia when hunter-gatherer societies settled for the first time. And the reason they settled was this mud in between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. And they mm-hmm. found all sorts of amazing uses for this mud. The crop yields from this mud were the like of which no one had ever known. They used the mud to make tools, sickles, axes, hammers, and things like that. And they found if they baked the mud with straw... it made bricks, and the bricks built the first homes, which built the first cities. And then for the first time in history, man produced more than he actually needed, and so we began to trade, mm-hmm. and so we got the first forms of money, which were little bits of mud molded into shapes. So, you know, a cone would be a measure of barley, and a disc would be a measure of a sheep. And then they baked these tokens inside little clay balls, and when the debt was settled, you smashed open the clay ball. So these tokens were like little security tokens, and it was like a mini blockchain was the very first system of money. And then, of course, we started using metal, and when people found ways to cast coins where you could certify the weight of a certain coin, the amount of metal content, and you could guarantee it with the issuer of the king or whoever it is who had issued that money. So we started using coins. Then when the printing press was invented, we started using paper money because it's more convenient than coins.
Sure.
And then when digital technology emerged, we started using in the 80s and 90s digital money instead of paper. And now I think only 3% of money actually exists as paper. 97% of money exists digitally.
Digital.
And now we have the latest evolution, which is cryptography, cryptographic money. And so the adoption of cryptocurrencies in one form or another is inevitable in the same way that technology is destiny. But whether these will be national cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin or Monero or some coin that hasn't
been invented yet.
We don't know. But maybe not Bitcoin, but cryptographic money is definitely the future.
That's the future.
And Bitcoin has got the most enormous first mover advantage ever. And
it's just the sheer network effect.
Exactly. Yeah. Means that your money would have to be on Bitcoin at the moment.
At the moment. But yes, anything can happen, and there's constantly developments in the cryptocurrency world. It's just impossible to even follow all that's going on with it. And
what excites me about Bitcoin is the scalability of borderless money.
Mm.
Because national currencies are limited by borders.
Sure.
And what we found recently is that governments have really struggled to tax the intangible economy. They struggle to tax Google, Facebook, all these international companies. And the internet is a sort of almost a borderless technology in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing the workforce, more and more people go freelance, and then once they go freelance, they start traveling around, and we have the rise of the digital nomads. And it's estimated that half the world's workforce will be freelance by 2030.
Huh.
And of that, one third will be mobile. They won't be resident in one country for more than 183 days a year. And that's, you know, these borderless people are going to demand borderless money.
Yep,
they're not going to be one of it.
I love the idea of borders coming down and people
fantastic.
Being able to travel without these ridiculous restrictions. And, you know, as a libertarian, I am completely in favor of open borders. There was interesting crypto, kind of a small crypto conference I went to in Austin last year where they were talking with one of the founders of the XPRIZE, who he was explaining that the like robotic technology is going to get to the point where we'll be able to have exoskeleton kind of robots that will be completely controllable by another human being in another location. So you could have a construction crew of a bunch of guys in Africa working on your tower in New York City, and you'd be able to pay them slightly above whatever you'd pay a good construction crew in Africa, and you wouldn't have to actually immigrate any of them into New York City. So the borders are coming down because
absolutely.
Of technology.
And think of something like 3D printing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you download some guy designs some kind of template for something in, you know, Latvia, and you're in Colombia, and you download that template, and you print that thing up on your printer in Colombia. You know, who pays tax? Where's the taxable thing? It's just we're entering a very different world. But just if I can just come back for one second to the scalability of Bitcoin, we still have almost half the world's population are still unbanked. Yet by 2021, they will have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And a smartphone is the way by which most of the world's population will experience the internet for the first time. And even if they can't get a regular bank account, they can download a wallet and be accepting cryptocurrency as payment.
Within seconds.
Within seconds. Yeah. And so it just makes just cryptocurrency for that simple reason of internet, you know, the internet and connectivity has spread at a far wider rate than the slow-moving financial inclusion and banks and regulatory things, which just slows it down. And so it's the financial inclusion factor that makes the scalability of crypto so amazing. Like, you know, I can invent a fantastic car. Like, I'm talking on a microphone. I can invent the world's best microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want, you know, everyone in the world to be using that microphone, I've still got to build factories and ship it out, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
but
sure.
If I want, you know, the whole world to be using my app, I only need to upload the app once.
That's it.
To the internet or to the App Store or whatever it is, and it can be downloaded 1 billion or 7 billion times.
Right.
So the scalability of digital tech,
instantaneous,
and that the scalability of crypto, that same dynamic applies to crypto as against national currencies.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we you know, even though it's a decade now, Bitcoin, since Bitcoin came out, was a decade in January. It's still the beginning. You know, we're still just barely scratching the surface on the potential of where this can take us.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
You are doing something called Cypherpunk Holdings. What is that?
Ah, well, we have just set up a new company. I'm convinced that, you know, gold was the bull market of the noughties. Bitcoin was the bull market of this decade. I think the next great bull market in tech, the narrative that drives it, is going to be privacy.
I want you to hold that thought. Can you stick with me for
sure.
Another segment here? More with Dominic Frisby from CypherpunkHoldings.com. We're going to continue, and we're here at Anarchapulco 2019. All of this brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a spending bill which will avert another partial government shutdown. As far as if President Trump will sign the bill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump, and he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies. 13 of those were declared by former President Barack Obama. Amazon has decided to cancel their deal with New York City, which would have brought 25,000 jobs to the area. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Brammer says he's proud Amazon will not be coming to his city.
Amazon chose to walk away rather than fight for what it believed in, because what they believe in is fighting the rights of working people, the rights of men and women to organize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live here at Anarchapulco 2019 on day number one. Not too late for you to get down here if you are coming to Acapulco. Get on out to the Princess Resort. I don't know if you can still get tickets online. Presumably you might be able to walk up at this point, but I've yet to actually speak to one of the organizers. At some point we'll drag one of them over here when we see them and get them on the air with us. It's been a great turnout, it looks like, so far, and I imagine we won't even see most people until tomorrow. You know, people start to get off work and then travel to get down here. So lots of fun stuff. Go to anarchapulco.com to learn more. It's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are interested in cryptocurrency, you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, get over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy there that you can spend maybe 10, 15 minutes and learn what it is that makes Bitcoin so special. If you're brand new to it, you're not too late. Even though it's been a decade, we're still, like I said before, we're still at the very beginning of this thing. Dominic Frisbee is here from CypherpunkHoldings.com, the first published book on Bitcoin back in 2013 from like a real publisher, not a self-published thing. Dominic, thanks for sticking with me. We were just getting into your Cypherpunk Holdings, and you were just starting to tell us what that was about.
Yeah, I've become really interested in privacy.
Right, privacy?
Privacy, as you call it. As you can tell by my accent, I'm from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And like the other day, I woke up in the morning and I looked at my slippers. And I just thought to myself, you've got to get yourself a new pair of slippers.
Okay.
And that is all I thought. I didn't go round my house telling the kids I'm going to buy some new slippers. I didn't Google slippers. I just thought I needed a new pair of slippers. And the next day, Amazon is marketing slippers at me.
What?
And I'm like, how did it know?
You sure you didn't say it out loud?
Well, this is the thing. And so I've had whole discussions about this very issue on on Twitter and so on. And people are like, one woman I know got her kids to discuss loads of stupid things in the house that they never had anything to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And within a day, they're being marketed those things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're being listened to on our phones, on our Alexa. I don't even have an Alexa, but you know, Siri or something is listening to it.
It happened to me just a few days ago.
Yeah. And this is a common, is a common thing. And there's a great William Shakespeare quote.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Why do you hide in the darkness and listen to my private thoughts? And we don't know who it is that's listening, but somebody is. Is it the government? Is it large corporations? Is it Google? Who is it? But somebody is, or probably more than one person. And I've started looking more and more into the issue because we gave our privacy away. Because it was just
voluntarily.
We didn't know what we were giving away, but we gave it away. And like Gmail, Gmail doesn't just know the emails I sent. It knows the emails I drafted and thought, actually, do you know what? I better not send that. But and everything you type in, that is your darkest, most innermost thoughts. And we are being surveyed constantly.
Have you seen the new Gmail feature where if you are typing, it will just go ahead and fill in what it thinks you're going to say?
And half the time it's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's even worse is I'm a writer and half the time it's phrasing it better than I do.
So all you gotta do is hit tab and it just fills it right in.
Now, but this is funny, it's trivial when you're talking about, like, slippers or something.
Yeah.
But there's a bigger, darker force at work.
Sure, it's usually the government.
Sure, and, like, did you know the one... let me ask you a personal question.
Okay.
Over the last few general elections, did you vote consistently either for the Republican Party or the Democrat Party?
No, I'm a libertarian, so I don't generally vote for those guys.
Okay, so you've been a fluctuating, wavering voter if you voted at all.
Usually if it's a libertarian, I'll vote for whoever that person is. On an occasion, if there's no libertarian in the race, I might hold my nose and vote for one or the other, and it just depends.
Do you drive? What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota.
Okay, so you're not one of the target people.
Thank
but
goodness.
They found that, this is in the election of Donald Trump, they found that if people who were wavering voters, or maybe hadn't voted in previous general elections, if they drove an American car, they were more likely to vote for Donald Trump.
Huh.
And these people were targeted with all sorts of ads and everything to persuade them to vote for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a misuse of data. You supplied the data about the car you bought to the guy you bought the car off, and that's all that data was supposed to be. That was information between you and the person you bought the car off. And that is being used to determine the presidency of the United States. So that's a kind of force that's going on. Now, people are used, like, for example, in the UK, they've discovered that people who buy fennel are an extremely low insurance risk. Like, if you buy fennel...
What is that?
Fennel is like a root vegetable,
okay.
A herb.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, you might have fennel soup or something like that. It's a but I guess they found some link between people who buy fennel are extraordinarily low, not risk takers, whereas people who maybe buy booze and fags... cigarettes, sorry. Cultural difference there. But people who buy, you know, booze and cigarettes are probably a high insurance risk. But what you buy should be between you and your supermarket. It
shouldn't
be. And... Anyway, so this is going on. You know, what you say to your lawyer, you might not want your wife to know about. What you say to your wife, mm-hmm. you might not want your accountant to know about. What you say to your doctor, you might not want your kids to know about. We supply different information to different people for different purposes. But that data is being used for purposes beyond which it was supplied.
Yep.
And that can be used against you. It can be used to control your behavior. It can be used to nudge you. It can be used to sell you stuff. It can be used to determine the information you receive. And in the wrong hands, it can be used malevolently. And so the solution to all of this is protecting privacy. And we're coming off, like, privacy has been undervalued. And if you look at, like, assets, you know, Warren Buffett made his money buying assets that were cheap and then selling them where it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Privacy is cheap. It has been undervalued. And I was looking, we've got to find a way to invest in privacy. And so, you know, privacy technology is a solution, privacy coins, new protocols, there are companies, wallets, all sorts of things.
Well, when you say it's cheap... it's always been my observation that if you want to be private, you actually have to spend time and effort and money in order to do it.
So it's a palaver. Most people have sacrificed their privacy because it's just convenient.
It's convenient, yeah.
And it's just tech companies that offer you something for nothing, and it's just privacy, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything I shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. But that's no argument, because if you know you're being watched, you behave differently. And if you want to explore ideas that are outside of the mainstream, you can't if you're being watched.
Right.
Surveillance is used to repress you, to control you.
Well, so I would say that the opposite is true, that it's not cheap, privacy isn't cheap, that it's actually somewhat expensive because it takes your time and it takes effort and it takes money. It's cheap to give up your privacy because then you get all these freebies and
absolutely.
You get all these benefits.
Absolutely. We're on the same page.
Okay.
But so I was looking around, I was going, but how do I invest? And all I could find were like cybersecurity companies. And I'm like, I don't really want to invest in cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended with me setting up this company, Cypherpunk Holdings, named after the cypherpunks, who, by the way, saw all this coming.
Yeah.
That's why we called the company.
Decades ago.
And we're a tiny market. We only began trading on the CSE on the Canadian Securities Exchange last week under the ticker symbol HODL. I'm quite pleased with that. And but literally, this is a privacy investment vehicle. We've set up this vehicle whereby we're going to invest in privacy technology, and people can, if somebody wants to invest in the theme of privacy, they would just buy our shares.
And maybe this is something that we're going to see, the pendulum is going to swing back on at some point, right? Because that pendulum has swung all the way. It seems almost as far as it possibly
exactly.
could go.
I mean, how much more privacy can you give away?
Right.
The internet was supposed to be a liberating force. It's become the greatest tool of mass surveillance ever known.
Yeah.
And that's just not what it was supposed to be. That was not in its libertarian, foundation. And I agree. I mean, how much more can the pendulum swing in that direction? And that's why we've set the company up now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm saying the next big bull market is going to, the pendulum going to be swinging back the other way. And people going, I didn't realize what I've given away here. I've got to protect this.
That's the thing, though.
And
it's going to be hard. It's going to be, if you've given away
fight.
All your privacy, it's going to be hard to carve out a corner where you can have some back
yeah.
at that point.
But people will gradually, a lot of people are gradually weaning themselves off Google. They're
mm-hmm.
starting to use DuckDuckGo and other browsers. They're starting to use Proton rather than Gmail,
mm.
certainly for private stuff. So it's just going to be a gradual weaning process. And not everyone will do it. But some people will stick to that stupid thing where, if you're not hiding anything, what is there to worry about?
So if folks want to invest in privacy-oriented companies, they should get in touch with you?
Yeah. Cypherpunkholdings.com.
Cypherpunkholdings.com. He is Dominic Frisby. And the opening speaker today on the Crypto Polko stage. Dominic, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
You enjoy the rest of the conference. It's going to be great. Great group of folks here.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Anarcho Polko
2019. But don't tell me when I'm here.
Well, you're going on the radio tonight, whether you like it or not. More coming up here from the conference in moments on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at Anarchapulco 2019, and there's, of course, a lot of interesting people around here. The largest Anarchapulco to date, and from what I understand, they've already announced the 2020 edition of this event. So if you didn't get a chance to come here this year, it's still not too late. You can still come out if you're already on your way down to Acapulco. Come out to the Princess Resort and join us here for Anarchapulco. We, by the way, want to say thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers, those who help support what we do here, including What's the Frequency Kenneth. He's a silver amplifier, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple, that you can help with $5 a month, and that's what the silver level is. So What's the Frequency Kenneth doing $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's money that we can then invest into the show to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and cryptocurrency. In fact, that's a heavy part of this conference this year. It was a big part of it last year, but this year there's a Crypto Polco stage every single day, and of course Mark is in there doing the MC work, and so he's sending me out some of the speakers after they got off the stage and saying, hey, you want to say something, speak to our audience, because not everybody can make it here in reality. So we'd like to give our listeners a little taste of what they might have missed. And Scott Sorensen is joining us from Cryptogasmic. Scott, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I was here with you guys last year, and it's bigger, better, and the same weather.
Did you speak last year as well?
No, I didn't speak last year.
Okay.
I did a lot of speaking, but not on stage.
Very cool. So a big change for you then.
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun. I spoke yesterday at the Dollar Vigilante conference. Mm-hmm. We spoke about how to live a free life around the world, to escape the brainwash of your everyday life, and how to be able to go live on a beach and set up offshore companies around the world and avoid paying your taxes and all that sort of. Well, not avoid, but
they're not your taxes. They're not your taxes. They want the money out of you. It's a criminal gang trying to extract wealth out of you.
Exactly.
Don't own it, because they're not yours.
Exactly. So my way is to rather starve the beast rather than hit it with a stick. I kind of make it irrelevant. So
that's a good approach.
Yeah, yelling at it doesn't do anything. So I just make it irrelevant. I'm an Australian citizen. I live in Mexico. I have offshore accounts in Grand Cayman, Barbados, Dubai, personal bank accounts around the place. So planting different flags, and Mark, who's sitting over here, spoke about it yesterday as well, about how everybody should have a second residency.
Mm.
You know, if I'm in America, I use my Australian ID. If I'm in Australia, I use my Mexican ID.
Yep.
And, you know, it can never hurt to have a second residence and plant different flags around the place and opening companies. You should never open the company in the place where you live. Open it up in Grand Cayman, Barbados, Cook Islands.
How difficult is it to do that stuff?
It's very, very easy. I mean, unfortunately, for Americans, it's easy, but, you know, they're so tied up with the governments now that they want 1 cent of everything that you make. They want something out of every cent that you make.
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't realize, places like Australia, England, a lot of Europe, actually most countries in the world will allow you to live overseas more than 183 days. If you spend more than 183 days a year outside of Australia, and you can prove you have a residence outside of Australia, you don't have to pay 1 single cent of income on your foreign income.
Huh.
A lot of Americans don't realize either that you can kind of do the same thing. You can live abroad, say Mexico. You can actually live there for most of the year. You're allowed back in America up to 30 days a year. But if you live outside, except for those 30 days, you don't pay any tax on your first $107,000 that you make overseas.
That's in the U.S.?
It's the U.S.
Huh. I thought I'd heard the IRS wants a piece of you wherever it is you go, no matter what.
If you're residing overseas full-time and you have a residence somewhere mm-hmm. overseas, you know, again, do your own research. I'm not a specialist tax agent, and
yep.
it's different everywhere, so I'm not, you know, swearing wholly on that. But my understanding, and I got friends that live in Mexico and from what other people have told me, is they're allowed back in America for no more than 30 days,
okay.
which they don't care. And in that case, they don't pay any tax on their first $107,000 that they make.
Not bad. Not bad.
$107,000 goes a long way in Mexico.
I bet it does. Now, you were talking on the CryptoPolco stage today mm. about trading in cryptocurrency, which is a tough thing for people to do. I mean, do you recommend it?
I highly recommend it, but like anything, you wouldn't sit at a poker table with money if you didn't know how to play poker. You're going to get eaten.
Sure.
So, you know, I like to talk about the mistakes that people make, and the great thing about trading crypto is we talk about this freedom and stuff like that. There's never been another outlet, if you know how to do it properly, to make so much money through trading. I mean, I only did two trades this month because of the market, Litecoin and Ethereum. I accumulated, I sent all of these signals out so they're transparent. A lot of people think I say this after the fact, but the signals are there on my website. January 10, accumulating Litecoin between $30 and $33, and Ethereum between $100 and $104. That was it. 3 weeks I waited, I made 18% on each. When they went, bang, took the profits. The mistake most people make is they don't take profits, and they got no patience. So if you can't be patient enough to wait 3 weeks to make 18% return, then you really got to look at it. And unfortunately for the 10% that win, that's how we do it, because people are impatient, people trade on emotions, people trade on the news. When everybody was saying Ethereum was dead at $80, I bought as much as I possibly could.
Mm.
So, you know, you've just got to learn, whether that's through my platform, cryptogasmic.com, or anybody else or whatever, but learn the rules of the game. Do some dummy trading, you know, for 6 months, just pretend that it's your money. I just had a guy come up to me before. He said, I want to get into it, but I'm so scared to lose my money. Well, there's an old saying, even if you walk into a casino with scared money, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't trade, you can't gamble, you got scared money, so never use more than you can afford to lose.
Of course not.
If you're losing sleep over it, then you're way too invested, right?
Yep.
Like, you know, so there's a lot of things that you need to learn. And when I first started trading crypto, so I joined all the, you know, the typical trading groups that are out there promoting big gains and stuff like that. And all I did was see my Bitcoin go from 20 Bitcoin to 19.5 to 9, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm.
So you've really just got to learn the rules of the game, and they're pretty simple. You know, the basic things are just don't get emotional. A lot of people will tell you that technical analysis doesn't work because the market's too emotional. Well, that's even more reason for it to work, because technical analysis is based on emotions and resistance points and support points, and it's based on previous price action. Something as simple as drawing a line across you can see in a chart, and there'll be a point that is a very obvious support and resistance. If you draw a line and go back through the history of time, it'll blow your mind how many times that price point comes into play as a support or resistance. So you can use these kind of factors at setting targets. The other mistakes people make is they just don't take profits. You know, I set my targets with Litecoin, accumulate 30 to 33. My target was 43 based on previous price action, some Fibonacci things. And it's all pretty easy to learn because it's a copy and paste method. Mm. So there's no emotion. It's just the same thing. You're copy and pasting and you're looking at, it's like learning another language. And once you learn it, you just apply. You can just zip through the charts and you know what you're looking for. And then you find something that you like and you just zoom in there and then make a decision based on, you know, if you're not making a decision based on TA, what are you making?
TA?
Technical analysis.
Okay.
Then what are you basing your decision on? A gut feeling? A friend telling you to buy it?
It's probably not a good plan then.
No, the news. I mean, I remember last year whenever it was, when Ripple was flying, CNBC sent out a thing on how to buy Ripple as it was at the top.
Mm.
And then they sent out a thing saying how to sell it. No, sorry, yeah. How to buy it when it was at the top and then how to sell it when it was already gone.
Yeah.
You know, so learning to do the opposite of what your emotions tell you to do, otherwise you're just doing the same as the 90% of people. You're just the sheep, so you got to adapt yourself to...
The losers, the people that are going to...
I don't want the word losers, but yeah, the people that don't win at crypto trading and they don't get it. Because what happens if I buy, I get my seat early here, and you don't because you're a bit too scared, and then it starts to run, and then you get in there.
You get in.
Right, and it starts to turn, you're at a loss, I'm still at a win. We're in two different trades.
Yep.
You know, so you just got to learn some very basic things, and that's what I do over at Cryptogasmic.
Cryptogasmic.com. So is it you just giving advice?
No. So there's several factors to it. Because my way is just, I don't want to just give trade signals, buy here and sell here. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand why. And I want you to disagree with me if you disagree with me, right? Just, I set this up because of that. So we do trade signals, buy and sell. So the funny thing is that a lot of people when they sign up, the first thing they ask me is, how many signals do you give? It's like, it's not about how many signals. Sometimes it's good to be out of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to learn that as well, when to be in, when to be out. You know, I really haven't been heavily in the market the last couple of months, but I'm still making 18% on my trades.
Mm.
You know, and to have 18% return in a month, that's okay for where we are.
Yeah,
so we have the trade signals. I have 8 educational videos that teach you from complete beginner. By the end, you're mapping and charting out your own trades. Then we have the VIP chat group where everybody... And this is the one that I love the most because I've seen guys that joined 3 months ago that knew nothing and now they're posting charts, they're giving advice to other new people.
Huh.
We do live trading once a week as well. So you come online on Zoom with me and I do my live trading and you watch me do the charts and go in and out of trades and stuff like that. I don't scalp trade. I'm more of a long-term because freedom is not sitting behind a computer watching charts 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So I like to play the bigger moves rather. So if you're interested in scalp trading and small day trading, that's not what I do. So I'm more interested in getting a nice sustainable return on your money. I'm not chasing pump and dumps and stuff.
Scott Sorensen, the CEO over at Cryptogasmic. Pleasure seeing you again here at Anarchapulco. I appreciate you coming on as we continue Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.